This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 7 o'clock this morning. We made the big announcement for Alice in Winterland. It stars John Mayer and Maren Morris. It's going to be such a cool show. It's happening Tuesday, December 12th. At the Masonic in San Francisco. The tickets go on sale this Thursday morning at 8 a.m. at LiveNation.com and at Ticketmaster.com. Thursday morning, mark your calendar. These always sell out. I'm sure the show's going to go fast. John Mayer and Maren Morris are starring in this year's Alice in Winterland 2017. Meet you there. It's going to be a great time. Right now and throughout the day until 4 p.m. every hour, we have tickets for our live Sarah and Vinny Halloween Secret Show, which we're doing 1 week from today at Club Fugazi. That's the home of Beach Blanket Babylon, Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon. San Francisco's hilarious pop culture musical review is the perfect night out with friends. Get tickets at beachblanketbabylon.com. They're lending us their Club Fugazi stage, and we're going to do a live secret show. It includes a Halloween costume contest. Please, by all means, dress up. Put a little effort in.
I'm going to borrow one of their hats for the show.
Oh.
They're heavy.
They're big, yeah.
Okay.
I wonder if they are laying around backstage.
No, they're not laying around. What? We were going to have some on display, but I didn't want to be responsible for damaging them,
right.
Vinny. So.
Well, I was going to wear one.
Well, they're big, expensive.
That was going to be my costume.
Intricate hats.
Yeah, yeah, I have insurance for that.
Oh, that was going to be your costume? You dressed as a Beach Blanket Babylon performer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No?
So you're going to have to come up with another.
60 pounds, some of those hats.
I could hang.
You have a bad shoulder, I think.
No, I could hang. I'm sure I could hang. I'd be fine. I put Sarah on my head one time.
What?
Not that long ago, remember?
I thought you couldn't pick me up. I thought I was unable to be lifted.
What are you talking about? You were the one that couldn't pick me up.
Oh, yeah, that was it. That was it. Oh, I did pick you up, but then I couldn't move.
You couldn't turn around.
Well, I couldn't because I was like, I can't lift 1 foot off the ground. I will literally topple over.
Yeah. What do you mean I couldn't pick you up?
Yeah. I couldn't remember it very well. I knew there was a problem.
Yeah, I picked you up just fine.
Yeah.
You were the one. I'm like, turn around.
Well, I only weigh 59 pounds, Vinny, so I don't know. Yeah. You'll be able to. I know. He's going like this on my shoulders. I'm like, you should stop moving. Seriously, it's further to the ground than you think.
Some people did text about that. Our text number is 800-400-3697. The same number you're calling to win passes for our show is the same number you can text. If you live in El Granada and don't have a sense of humor about it, you're in for a long, hard road, says 707.
That's too bad.
How could you be? It's still the Bay Area. You're still, it's still good.
It's still lovely here.
Yeah. Better not read the one about the call. Apparently, we're not supposed to talk about the call.
Oh, yeah. Don't read the call. I'm not supposed to talk about any of it.
Yet here we are.
I know.
Well, it's out there, isn't it?
I don't know, man. We're just not supposed
to talk
about it.
It's in the news.
In the trades, but, you know, if you're not in the biz, then you're not looking at the trades.
Sure, they just want it to seem like, you know, business as usual day after day. That's all. Uh-oh. Your parking meter.
Who's that?
That's Yuzi's parking meter. Your parking meter's calling.
I fed her.
Okay.
Love that movie with Reese Witherspoon. What is it?
Oh, Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh.
Oh,
for God's sakes. We're playing the song.
I think I saw that. It was a cute
with,
movie.
Was it Henry Connick Jr.? What's his name? Harry
Connick Jr.?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was with the guy from...
Oh, I'm thinking of the
Matthew
other one.
McConaughey.
That's with Sandra Bullock. Yeah. Never mind.
925 says, in the last few weeks, I've never been prouder of my community and all the other helpers.
They must live up in the wildfire zone. Yeah, I love that Napa took out a full page ad. You know how you can help? Get up here.
Yeah, that's why I read it.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Well, since no one reads the paper, I better read this through the airwaves.
He spent some of their money on this.
Is it today's
It's today's paper, yeah.
Enjoy it while it lasts. Everyone's leaving the show tomorrow.
Woohoo!
Today's paper, I mean.
Oh.
You'll have it again tomorrow, Vinny.
Right.
Because Yuzi's going to Vegas tomorrow.
Oh!
I cannot get out of here fast enough.
I'll bet.
Like, let's get down to the secret show. Let's be done at 10, and I'm going to bring my backpack down.
Amen to that.
Are you off the rest of the week?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll see you next Monday.
Correct.
Wow.
That's nice. And then
yeah,
Bryn.
My first vacation ever, you guys.
I know.
20 years
it's
later.
It's crazy.
All right, listen. Take it easy when she's not here and possibly Bryn's not here. Just you guys, Sarah
don't
and Vinny.
Don't worry. We'll
be
just,
cool.
we'll
be
just
cool.
expect the world.
Play ball. Play ball.
Well, don't worry.
What does that
Homie.
Mean? Don't ask you. What does that mean? Don't ask
yeah.
me to
don't
do
Don't ask
work?
For anything. I'll just do as much as I can and be cool.
Okay.
You just make sure you get all your snacks in.
and your lunch planning.
Right.
Yeah. You got that. Right.
Bryn is,
we'll be fine.
Bryn's due to have a baby any second. He's already 2 days overdue.
He's banging away as we speak.
As we speak.
That takes some real talent. Dun, 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 dun. I just know that woman is going to go into labor today, so tomorrow
giddy, giddy.
It'll just be the three of us.
Whatever,
hoping,
we'll be fine.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Is that what you're wishing on us?
Yes,
oh, you
I am.
415 says, because time is money, so if you didn't commute, you would be working that time and making more money.
But only half hour.
That's part of it, but it also said you're also miserable from driving. That was one of the things they were talking about with your commute. Takes like it's like making less money.
Right.
I actually don't. The drive-in's a breeze, unless there's been you know that last winter was a nightmare, but
oh
that was pretty.
God.
That was rare, right?
Let's hope so. Although we need the rain.
No, we don't need the rain that bad. Drive home sometimes gets like oh man.
Well, there it is. You're
yeah. That's when you start to go like
home.
Oh come on. Bryn, show Hooman the nut sounder button or give Sarah before you leave. It cracks me up. Good luck with your baby girl.
Put it over here and replace this one. I don't need that one.
That's
I
funny,
never,
though.
I never use
Sometimes
that one.
Sometimes you might need that for Scott if he has a joke that doesn't hit.
Yeah, we're not laughing.
All right, replace what's this one. You can replace that one.
No, that's for when Vinny tells us his love stories.
Oh, no, I thought that was the hold on.
Well, that's why we that's, never hear it, I guess,
one.
Huh? I never hear
it,
that.
I'll put it in a folder where Hooman can play it himself. That way he can time it out. After he talks, he can hit the
No, but he'll
himself.
Never
he'll
play
never
it.
Play
Sarah
it.
Needs to play it.
Yeah, just put it right
it's
here
It's a
with
folder right on the desktop. He has it right here. It'll
but he
be
won't
fine.
Play it for himself, Bryn.
Hooman?
He's talking to the listener.
Oh, God. Okay.
I can totally relate to that stat. I could be making more money elsewhere, but I have a 6-mile commute. Winning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I when
the
I,
dream is to be able to walk to work.
Sure, absolutely. And when I lived in Eugene, I was right by work.
Really?
It was
How
right
far?
There. It was a 3-minute drive. Uh-huh. 3 minutes. I drove because it could
pouring.
Rain on any given
right.
day. But yeah, I had that for a while, and it was nice.
Mm.
But I was poor.
Yeah. But you were rich too because you had a great house and
I never
your
slept
dog
better.
And you right you
never slept better
the
and I was able to quit
woods.
Cigarettes and I got a bunch of years of sober time under my belt before I went on to the next thing.
Yep.
Sarah, I know that how that feeling is when all the mommies are looking cute and here you are looking whatever. LOL. I'm currently dealing with some bitches in my son's school.
Yeah.
Jeesh.
It's hard.
It's not that hard. You don't have to be all competitive about it. Let them do their thing.
Yeah.
They got time to put it together and you don't. It's fine.
Just want to be friends. You know, they're not going to be friends with the shabby girl.
Sometimes they're picking their butt. Sometimes you're picking your butt. It all evens out in the end.
They don't pick their butt in front of the other
woman. Sometimes they do.
It's a competition, baby. There's no butt picking.
What?
You just have to be the better butt picker.
Like more surreptitious about it.
Here it is. Does Scott have a rash or something? What's with the repeated scratching of his left boob and armpit?
Oh, he just
Nervous?
Touches himself all the time, yeah.
I guess.
He was funny today. He's got a couple shows coming up. His only show in San Francisco is at Martuni's on Thursday, and then they're doing a benefit for the North Bay fire victims on Saturday at Sally Tomatoes in Roanoke Park. So if you want to check out Scott.
Did anyone else just catch Hooman call Scott the premier bridge burner of the Bay Area?
Did you burn a bridge? With whom?
You don't know about Scott's burning bridges
Which
abilities?
Which bridge were you talking about?
There's so many. It's countless. All the people he could potentially be doing movies with, all the clubs, all the listeners, you guys.
I just don't feel like he's done.
510 says, that marathon story is so Venice, too. Everyone gets lost in Venice. The guidebooks say, you will get lost. Embrace it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny. Did you get lost in Venice?
I didn't because I had data all over the place.
Yeah,
so
your GPS was working.
Staring at my phone the whole time. It's great.
Totally disagree. I'm a 28-year-old female, and I totally agree with Hooman.
About what?
I think it's the dating thing.
Oh.
408 says, gee, diet. I love you, Vinny. Oh. I agree with Hooman. She who asks pays.
Or he who asks, too.
Right.
Yeah, that just seems a little easier.
Nope, I want my date to pay on the first date. I'm happy to split thereafter. The man paying isn't a turnoff. It's his expectations thereafter that are a turnoff. Buying dinner isn't buying rights. You know what? Maybe there are some guys that act like that. I've never bought someone dinner on a first date and expected anything on the other side of it. I just didn't.
I mean, I bought you dinner. Now it's your turn to put out.
You've had someone say that to you?
No, not in words, but that's the expectation for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
You had someone say that to you?
No, they would never say that to me.
They don't say it.
Oh.
They don't have to say it. We get your vibe.
I put out anyway,
come on,
baby.
Oh, see, she does it anyway, she says.
I don't do it anyway. Hmm. I'll eat your food. I got to go.
I mean, if I like you.
Yeah.
707. I love when a man pays for me. No way. Guys pay. I will offer to split, but I expect you to tell me no.
Yeah, that's true.
I was on a date with a guy that informed me at dinner that he had a buy one, get one free coupon in his pocket. I was to pay for my dinner, and his was free.
Oh.
I excused myself to the ladies' room and went out the back door of the restaurant and called Uber.
Uh-huh.
That's funny.
Yeah, I can.
As he sits, when do you know that, like, she's not coming back?
10 minutes.
Do you go knock at the ladies' room door?
I don't know. I always feel weird if both people have gotten up from the table. Like, I always feel like you're kind of stuck at the table because then they might think you're ditching on the meal. Mm-hmm. So I'd wait for a while. For sure. Like,
I date. I'm a single woman. I don't need you to pay for me. It's not a need thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not.
But I guess it comes down to how a guy presents it if he wants to pay and whether or not you're super defensive about it if someone says, oh, I'd like to get this. Like, I think it's only gets as contentious as the two people allow it to.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Although I've been single, whenever I've dated, it hasn't gone on that long. Like, eventually you meet someone you want to hang with.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never had it go on for like 100 dates,
right?
First dates.
Right.
I could actually see after 100 first dates, I might start being like, please help me pay for this. This is getting ridiculous. Right?
Right, sure.
You know, but if it's...
Or you just take a break from dating for a while, save up for your next date.
Hooman?
What?
Oh, it is going to be such a joy having Hooman doing Yuzi's job the next few days.
510 says, Hooman, when was your last date?
Tell the truth for once.
Like 6 months ago or something.
Who was it?
Was it Rachel?
Well, if that counts, then.
Does that count?
Where is she?
Tell us.
Where is Rachel? What did you do?
When you bring a woman to the movies for the movie review, does that count as a date?
No. Well, maybe.
If you go out for dinner first?
Oh, my God. Don't buy those.
Where's Rachel?
Oh, no.
Where is she?
Was the last date that doctor that you really wanted to hang with?
Which one's that again?
What?
Wasn't it the doctor model ballerina?
No,
actor?
That was made up. The doctor was the one that he like, I forget what he asked her to do again, and she was all, as your friend.
As friends, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Doctor girl, yeah. No, I mean, her and I have tried to like grab a cup of coffee, but we haven't seen each other in like 3 months.
I like her.
No, you don't.
He does. He just said.
I just said I liked her.
He said he liked her.
Oh, I thought that was a soundbite.
What?
It's hard to tell.
It is.
The thunder down under.
Who was your last date? Tell the truth.
Well, I mean, you know, I saw Rachel a couple weeks ago, but I don't know if that's really a date.
Well, seeing her isn't a date.
Yeah,
no,
running into her
that's definitely
Greenwich
not
Street
a date.
Isn't...
Yeah, it was like, I don't know, like, well, does beach yoga count?
No.
No.
Oh, my God.
Did you pick her up, drive there together, and then take her out for dinner afterwards?
Well, if you're talking about picking someone up, it's been years. I haven't picked somebody up in a long time. You just meet somewhere and do your thing.
You meet?
Yeah. It's 2017.
I don't meet.
You sure about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I want to get picked up. It's not a date unless I get picked up.
Yeah.
Then I can't even remember. I can't remember the last time.
I've been with John for 30 years.
Let me think here. Hold on. Last time I picked someone up?
I even had my husband pick me up.
Does Susan count? I sometimes pick up Susan
and
we'll go to a party together.
No.
Is she like with somebody right now?
Yeah.
Count?
I don't know.
That's
is she?
A friend.
Well, you're the one who'd know. You're the one who picked her up.
She's very secretive about these things.
Who? Susan is?
Yeah.
Do you think she holds out hope that you'll come back to her?
I doubt it. I don't think she's into me at all on any level.
Oh. Well, she was for a while.
She's pretty damn hot. That's for sure.
Well, you turned her down.
Well, I just wasn't ready. I don't want to force it.
She was ready.
Yeah,
not like
she was
the
ready.
Rest, not like the rest of you guys. Ready to bang the
we're
first
a bunch
minute.
Of whores. So what?
I like you.
Is that what that means?
I want to show you.
I want to show you how much I like you.
I told my husband I'd give him Australia every time he doesn't smoke. Every day that he doesn't smoke.
Oh.
And?
Well, I don't know if it works. I know someone offered me
trappy.
Something I wanted every day I wouldn't drink, and it didn't work.
Oh.
It doesn't work. Addiction doesn't work like that. You can't be, I mean, yeah, I wanted that. I was like, yeah, I really want that. That sounds great. But then, come on.
That's sad.
Is it?
Yeah.
Huh. Damn it, Hooman. I love you and wonder why people give you so much crap. And then you say something sexist. Ha 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 ha.
No wonder she's single.
What? Holman, STFU. Progressive women want to pay their share. Start dating real women.
I'm happy being single. I gotta be honest. Like, hearing all this drama, it's not worth it. Yuzette and her what? Husband smoking. Oh, man.
Oh, wait. Someone wrote in
that
and said.
Not drama. Human.
That's Yuzi, not drama?
No.
I don't think John Mayer smokes.
No.
You don't want
to. He's a different John?
No, he's
a little Frankenstein-y.
I picture wow, stuff
really?
About him.
What do you picture?
What kind of stuff about that?
Oh, you're into John Mayer?
Like, no.
Oh.
Who would you take, John Mayer or Kid Rock?
Kid
Rock all the way.
He's all dirty.
I don't want to listen to either one of them. They just both seem like, okay.
Don't you, you know.
I guess I'd go John Mayer's.
Who would you take, John Mayer or Adam Levine?
Adam Levine.
Adam Levine.
Oh, wow.
He seems dirty, too. I guess I like dirty.
What do you mean dirty?
Dirty boys, you know.
Oh, like dirty, kinky dirty? Or?
Yeah, you know. Like in a hot way, though. Yeah.
What Sarah's looking up at the? Are you thinking about Eddie Van Halen right now?
No.
What could
oh
have been?
God. No, I was thinking about John Mayer. Like, would he? I wonder if he'd be fun to date, and if you know, because I guess if I'm not with John, I gotta find another guitar player. I mean, half my life would be gone if I didn't have a guitar player in my life. You know, John Mayer probably knows a lot of songs.
You can jam.
Yeah, gonna need to have that going on.
Don't you think that you wouldn't be able to jam? Like, I'm never gonna jam again.
I'm never gonna jam again.
Don't you think that would be wrong to go there?
Would it make you think of John? You'd be like, I can't jam
with someone else. Our timing will never be that. You had 30 years to develop your rapport.
I couldn't just give up music because John died.
You don't have to give it up. You just don't have a guitar player in the house who takes that seat.
I'd have to have a guitar player.
Your kids would be like, oh my God, Mom, did you really hire another guitar player?
I did. He just sits in the living room all afternoon and plays songs so I can sing while I'm putting away the dishes. You know, I need that.
All right.
Yeah. But John Mayer, I don't know. Gotta find a good guitar player. Oh, is it time?
Well,
sorry.
I mean,
I don't know, man. Sometimes you go
late.
You
got the steering wheel right there in front of you.
I know. I just have to keep getting reminded. Sorry, you're driving. Okay, I'll push this now. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Thank you for listening to us this morning. Thanks for to Scott Capro for coming by. He's got shows Thursday night at Martoonies, his only San Francisco appearance. And then on Saturday, he's going to be at Sally Tomatoes. They're doing a benefit.
Mm-hmm.
That's in Rohnert Park. So if you've been wanting to check him out, you can check him out and contribute to a good cause as well. He's going to join us on The Secret Show, too. So we're going to head downstairs and do a secret show. Can you look at her? She's gone. Shot out of a... She's already gone.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Yuzi's birthday is it the 26th?
Yeah.
Are you turning 50? Oh, my God. That's so crazy.
Oh,
I know.
Dude, you're so bummed.
I'm so old. I still got it, though.
Yeah, you do.
Sort of. When do you leave?
Tomorrow morning.
Okay. So pace yourself.
Heading to Vegas.
Come on.
Child, please.
You want to remember the Elton John show.
No, I've already stated that to my husband. Like, okay, we're not going to start until then because I want to remember the show.
Right.
Yeah. And you guys bought me the ticket, so thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So excited.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Have a great time.
We'll be totally miserable without you.
Yay!
And, of course, we're on baby watch, so we don't know when Bryn's baby's going to be here. I'm telling you, guaranteed tomorrow, it's me, Vinny, and Hooman, and that's it.
That'll be fun
it
in its own way.
It will be fine, sure.
It'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. We can do it without you. All right, so we're off to do The Secret Show. Scott's joining us for that. You can find that around noon at RadioAlice.com or wherever you get your podcasts from. Secret Show is a little show we do in addition to this show. And we take it on the road sometimes. We have a live one coming up on Halloween. All the details on that in just a couple minutes when your next chance to win tickets into it are coming up.
Hey, did we mention that we announced Winterland?
Oh, right. John Mayer and Maren Morris.
Right.
That's happening on Tuesday, December 12th at the Masonic. The tickets for that go on sale this Thursday at 8 a.m.
We got to sell out.
They always do sell out. So make... You know,
John Mayer, come on, that's huge, right, man. I can't wait.
Set a little reminder so you remember to wake up in time to get yourself in on that. That's LiveNation.com and Ticketmaster.com. So get your tickets while they last for Winterland. Have a great day, and we'll see you on Hump Day.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.